Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I've known you for like over 10 years, right?
Over 10 years.
Crazy.
I remember when you pulled up in grade six, yo.
Yeah.
I already knew you were about to be my boy, to be honest. You, me, and Josh, we've always been like really close to each other.
Man, I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. It's just those friends that you have that even if you don't see them for a long time, you're still like, the connection's still there.
For sure.
Feel me? Like you just pick it back up and it's like no lost time, feel me?
I was telling that to one of my friends and I was going to say this too. Like if you have a friend, if you see somebody you know, it doesn't matter how long it's been, if they hit you up again and you're just like hitting them back like normal, it's gonna be the same thing.
That's,
you know,
it's the same energy.
It's the same energy. Same vibe.
Yo, I heard Josh was telling me you're working on a manga.
I'm working on a manga.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, bro, like it's low-key been like one of my childhood dreams because I'm like a big anime head. I'm a fat anime head, so I've always wanted to do that.
Yo, because I remember freaking grade seven, Denzel would literally make manga on his own, like in his notebooks and shit. This was before anime was cool.
I was getting clowned on the daily. I can't lie.
Mans are making fun of Denzel, but like he was on it before anime was cool. People were still bullying people about anime, but Denzel was on that shit before everybody.
Yeah, because like honestly, I really liked drawing when I was a kid. Like I used to read like a lot of stories like Robert Munch and like, what's it called? Diary Wimpy Kid.
Yo, Diary Wimpy Kid,
bro. I used to read it all the time.
Yo, I have a theory about Diary Wimpy Kid.
Really?
So you ever heard about the Diary Wimpy Kid theory?
Now what is it?
Yo, check this out, bro. All
right.
So there's a theory
that
Greg Heffley, the main character in Diary Wimpy Kid, is actually a sociopath.
Sociopath.
Yo, check this out, bro. Check this out. So throughout the whole book, right?
Yeah.
You have to take in, it's his diary.
Yeah.
So he's writing everything in his perspective,
mm-hmm.
right? So no matter what he does, it always turns out in his favor and it always turns out to make him the hero, right?
Yeah.
So take this in. If you look at the situation Greg gets into, he's always manipulating people. He's always making him seem like he's the most important person in the world. And you know his friend Rowley? How many times has he like manipulated him into doing some bad shit?
Nah, that's true. No cap, because when I was reading it, a lot of the times Greg Heffley, he like victimizes everybody else.
That's
what
I'm saying.
He tries to say like it's always like he's the victim all the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a lot of sense too, because a lot of the situations he kind of causes,
it's his fault.
It's his fault, right? Yeah, nah, for real.
So I think the new book is like they made a spinoff on what's his name?
Rowley.
On Rowley's side.
What?
And it shows like kind of the dark side of Greg.
Really?
Cause you start to take it in. Cause now that we're older, right? Now that we're older, we look at it differently, feel me?
Yeah.
Cause before we're just looking at it like, oh, it's just like a story, it's just a fun story. But yo, this kid, he was manipulating that.
Nah, he was a menace.
He was a menace.
He was always on that wave too. I always thought when I was a kid, when I was reading these stories, there was something wrong with Greg. I never put my mind into it. I always thought it was Greg.
Yeah.
I was reading these scenarios and I'm like, Greg, he always seems like he's blaming everybody, but a lot of this shit that's happening is because of him.
Yeah, exactly,
it's insane,
bro.
It's insane.
Crazy. And that's what's dope is you just look back and then try and see kind of the media we took in as a kid and see how it kind of reflected off of us. Because some people took that story and then they brought it to themselves and then tried to be like Greg.
Yes. No.
Take that in.
Right. No, you're right.
So maybe that's why some people are narcissist types, are manipulating types, because they take in that kind of character archetype from the people they've read about.
Oh my God. Oh, that makes sense.
Right?
Is that why, like, when you're older, you kind of, like, vibe more with Squidward than SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You get Squidward more?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Because, yeah, when we were little, we didn't really take in, like, oh, that's why they're acting like that.
Yeah.
It's because now that we're older, we're more mature, we see it from a different view. Because a kid's view is way different.
Way different.
A kid's view is, like, everything is sunshines and rainbows, feel me? Everything's just, like, great.
Exactly.
But when you're an adult, when you get more mature, you start to see like the dark side of things. And then I think that's where the conspiracy theories come from.
For sure. Nah, that's where people elaborate from. Yo, you ever heard about the Rugrats theory?
The Rugrats theory? Nah.
Okay, so basically Angelica, she thought of Tom, Chucky, Phil, and Lil. They're all pieces of her imagination.
So they're not real?
They're not real. So basically Chucky, Phil, Lil, and Tom, they're all dead.
Yo.
They're all dead. So basically she thought them up because she was so lonely.
Yeah.
And that kind of explains why she has an issue, like why their parents all have these different types of issues.
Oh shit, no. I think I heard about this. It's like all of them represent like a different way of a child could die.
Yes, yeah, no, right? Exactly.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I heard this one.
Because I think Chucky and his mom died in a car crash.
That's why his mom's not there.
Exactly. And that's why his dad's always a nervous wreck.
Yeah.
That's where it comes from.
That's crazy. And then the twins, right?
Yeah, the twins. So they were apparently aborted.
Oh shit.
So she doesn't know the gender. That's why one's male and female. That's why there's twins. Because she doesn't know the gender.
Oh, what the fuck?
No. This is the craziest one.
Yeah.
Tommy's dad,
yeah,
he makes toys.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tommy's dead, but like that's like him trying to like cope with the fact that his child died.
Yo.
That's why he's always making toys. Because he was gonna give it to him. That's what he crazy. Was practicing for.
Because Tommy's not real.
Tommy's not real.
Because if you think about it, how does Angelica talk to babies?
No cow. That's what I'm saying. That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense because they're literally like toddlers. Like yeah. They can't even speak.
Exactly. And she's having like full blown conversations with them.
Yeah.
Nah, it's insane.
It's like the Candace theory, fam.
What's the Candace theory?
The Phineas and Ferb theory?
Nah, I don't know that one.
You know that one?
I don't know that one.
Okay. So there's a theory that Candace and Phineas and Ferb is actually imagining everything and imagining that her brothers are doing these crazy things. That's why every single time they get caught.
Yeah.
It never lines up with their mom seeing it. And her mom is very like understanding of like, oh, Candace, you're so silly.
Oh, feel me? Because she always has that attitude of Candace.
Yeah. She has that attitude. So she's like that because she's understanding that, oh, she has a condition. Mm-hmm. That's why she's making up these crazy things in her mind.
That makes a lot of sense. I never even thought about that, to be honest.
Right?
But yeah, she never catches them because I remember I keep watching the episode. I'm like, when are they going to get caught? They never get caught,
They never caught, bro.
They never get caught.
No, I think the one time they got caught, though, was like the movie. Do you remember that movie?
I remember the movie.
The movie was crazy, bro. It was like they actually got caught and then they got taken by the police and shit.
Yeah.
It was like the alternate dimension.
So then, theory for you, what if that was a dream, fam?
What if it was a dream?
What if the movie was a dream?
Oh.
What if the movie was a dream? It wasn't real.
It was in her.
It was in her head. That's what I'm saying.
If you bag it, there's so many theories of like everything's a dream.
Yeah.
So I think there was a show. I forgot what the exact show was, but there's a theory that this one show had a kid, right?
Yeah.
And this kid had autism.
Yeah.
And he would kind of create scenarios in his mind.
Right.
And at the end of the show, it revealed that the whole show was just in his mind. So take this in. So there's a theory that every single actor that showed up in that show would be connected to another show. So let's say they were on that show and they go to Fresh Prince, right?
Mm-hmm.
Them being on Fresh Prince thus states that Fresh Prince is canon within that theory. So if you bag it, every actor that showed up there connects to that show. And every actor that connected to this show connects to another show. So every single piece of media could have been all connected to that one kid's imagination.
Oh, so is it like that show was like the originator for all these other shows that came off?
It's almost like it's all in his head. And everything, every piece of media that we take in is created in his head also because it's connected.
So what's that show? I gotta see that
I forgot what that show is.
Okay, so that show is like the pioneer then. The pioneer. Yeah,
it's just a fun theory to look at it that way. But yeah, you know what I mean?
Nah, that's crazy. I never even thought about that one. I'm gonna have to check the show.
Yeah. Oh, Denzel, you're a huge anime fan.
I'm an anime head.
What's your top three anime, actually?
I can't answer that. I can't. I watch too much.
I can't answer that.
I watch too many. I will say, like, I know it's generic, but top three is definitely Attack on Titan.
Attack on Titan's crazy. Okay, Naruto is definitely. Is that number one for you? Or nah, not
it
anymore.
It used to be, bro.
Not anymore.
It used to be. Not anymore, though. It's still top five.
Yeah, because I feel like, for me, too.
Yeah.
Because whenever somebody asks me, what's your favorite movie?
Yeah.
It's so hard, bro. Because I'm a huge, like, movie head.
For sure. You know
what I mean? I'm a cinephile fan. I watch all the classics. I watch everything.
Uh-huh.
And when somebody asks me, what's your favorite movie? movie, I'm like, shit. Because I don't know, like, what genre.
That's exactly it. And that's the thing with anime, too, because you don't know the genre, the theme, romance, action, thriller, horror. Like,
yeah.
It's the same with movies, still.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm. So when somebody asks you, you got to be like, damn, I can't give you a definitive answer, but I can give you, like, I guess some of my favorites.
Exactly.
So yeah, one of my favorite animes is Naruto.
Yeah.
You fuck with Naruto.
I fuck with Naruto.
Heavy. So heavy. I have this Naruto theory for you, bro. I feel like you know this because I feel like you know all of the Naruto theories.
Just hit me with it, bro. All right.
So there's a theory that Naruto, his whole upbringing of him being shunned by the village,
right,
and him being like the outcast, and we don't like that kid in the beginning, right?
Right.
That was all planned by the Hokage, by a third Hokage.
Right.
Because they're kind of planned with it was that they're going to make him so saddened or so like hurt that he's going to come out a hero. He's going to have this such a dark childhood that he wants to come out from the dust and then become a hero for the village.
So it was like a trial for him, basically?
Not necessarily a trial, but a way to like bring out the best in him.
Bring out the best in him.
Because they try to purposely put him in a dark place. Because look, it doesn't make sense that you would take a kid with a demon inside of him
and shun him,
right?
Yeah, nah.
But I guess the third Hokage's smart, bro.
He's smart.
So I think his plan with it was that, okay, I'm going to make sure that he turns out to be a great hero and he comes out with the best heart. Oh. So that way he was kind of chasing that validation from the village. That's why Naruto, he's known as being the protector of the village.
That is, wow. I never even thought about that. I was watching the show before and the third Hokage, he's always been very, very like absent. You know, he was supposed to be Naruto's guardian.
Word.
He was supposed to be Naruto's guardian.
Yeah.
When his parents got folded.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So he was supposed to be looking after him.
Yeah.
But while Naruto was in the apartment, he would only come and like give him rent and stuff and then dip. And the entire time Naruto had to raise himself.
Yeah.
So nah, it makes sense because that would explain why he's never there for him during all of his struggles and hardships.
Yeah, facts.
It's crazy. A lot of people clown him, huh? The third Hokage?
Word. Why? Because he's not taking care of him.
That's why people clown him.
Because Minato was, he told him to take care of him?
He said, take care of him. He said, look after him. This man was giving him $5 for ramen, fam. And then dipped it. Mr. Noodles.
so that kind of look on it makes sense now.
Yes.
Because the people would remember the fourth.
Yes.
I mean, they would remember the fourth Hokage. Uh-huh. And if Naruto's the son of the fourth Hokage, they're going to treat him with respect.
No, and then it's like that for all types of like the demonic spirits and stuff. Because whenever there's like a spirit, right?
Yeah.
You always put them on a pedestal, no?
Yeah. Like Gaara.
For Gaara, exactly. Yeah. Nah. I'm capping. Not Gaara.
Not Gaara?
Gaara got shame, bro. I'm capping. Not Gaara. I mean, like spirits in general.
Oh, okay.
So like a shrine maiden or something. You know how like shrine maidens have like fox spirits or something like that?
Word.
Because they don't want to get cursed, right?
They don't want
to turn on them.
Mm-hmm.
So like, why would you turn your attention on like bullying a child who has a fox spirit inside?
Yeah, so it was just like a twist on it. They're like, we gotta make sure he's like that.
Yeah.
So he comes out better.
Yeah.
But that's crazy. Okay, put me on like a new anime. What's a new anime I should watch?
What do you like?
I like violence, bro. Honestly, I like the fighting. I like guns and shit.
How violent?
Depends, bro. I messed with High School of the Dead. That was one of my favorites, bro.
You've been gassing that show since high school.
That's one of my favorite animes all time. High School of the Dead.
I know you love that show. Okay, so do you like shows like that? Because that show has like mostly like, what's it called?
It's kind of zombie. It's a zombie show.
It's a zombie show.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me think. I got to go deep into the brain for this one.
Even just like a little bit more modern. Because I feel like a lot of animes, why is this? Let me see if you know the answer.
Yeah.
Why do you think a lot of animes now, it's not very like a modern take. It's like in a different setting of a different era. So like, let's say Attack on Titan, or let's say like Sword Art Online. Yeah, you know I mean, I guess it's kind of modern, but it takes it back to that, like, you know, olden times.
Olden times.
Swords.
Okay, so basically, you know, in 2012 when SAO dropped?
Yeah.
So initially what happened was that it was really popular.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people call that type of genre where it takes place in the old times.
Yeah.
They call it isekai.
Word.
It means going to another world.
Word.
So ends up happening is that in the other world, it's like medieval stuff. But what they say is that the author who makes these, they're like loners and like depressed and stuff like that. So it's kind of like escapism for them.
Word.
You see?
For the otaku.
For the otaku.
Yeah.
So that's why there's so many girls and like girls who like the main character because they self-insert.
Yo, that makes sense, bro.
Yeah.
Cause that's why I think that's, yo. Okay, here's kind of my take on anime now.
Yeah.
My take on anime is that it's trying to please the loner. Low key.
For
low
sure.
key. As sad as that sounds, but they make sure the character comes from like the dirt.
From the dirt.
Comes from like a lonely setting. Look at Naruto. Look at everybody. Loki.
Everybody zero to they call it zero to hero.
Yeah.
Zero to hero. That's the term.
Yeah. So bro, I think what it really does is tries to push them and kind of inspire them to be better, which is dope.
It's dope.
Which is dope because you don't really see that in a lot of cartoons.
No, you don't.
I think people watch anime more than actual cartoons nowadays.
Nowadays for sure.
Mm-hmm, 100%, right?
For sure, 100%. Because anime is like, I don't watch like normal cartoons right now because like they're not slapping like the old days.
Yeah.
But like anime, they have like meanings and stories and plot. Like I think somebody older can still appreciate anime.
That's facts.
Like right now, I can't go back and watch SpongeBob and be like, this shit's
I feel
like,
you. Yeah.
As well, hard as it sounds.
I think the only good cartoon that I still watch today,
yeah,
but it's new, is Rick and Morty.
Yeah, no, I heard good things about that one.
You watch it or not?
I didn't see it yet.
Bro, okay, I have a theory about Rick and Morty though. Okay, you gotta hear this shit. So there's a theory that Rick from Rick and Morty is actually the scientist from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
No way. You're lying.
So first of all, just look at their pictures, bro. Look at a picture of both of them side by side. They're wearing the exact same fit, bro. They had the exact same head shape. They had the exact same hair. It's just blue. Rick's is blue, right? Mm. So take this in. How do you chance of meatballs? He experimented with what? With food.
Yeah.
So in Rick and Morty, we never really see Rick experiment with food. Even though in a lot of other cartoons where they do deal with science and like experiments, crazy experiments. For example, Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah.
They always do some spectacular shit with food. So maybe the reason Rick never experiments with food is because he was the scientist from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, bro. And he's already been through all that shit. It's crazy, but it's like, it's a fun look at.
I feel like you're right, but I don't want to say you're right. I feel like you're right, though. Yeah. So it's like an older version of him then? Because that's what Rick is.
Or it could even just be like a like alternate dimension. Because you know how there's so many different multiverses and shit?
For sure.
You see Spider-Man?
Of course.
The trailer?
I had to.
How do you think about that, bro?
Bro, that's going to be insane.
It's crazy.
It's going to be lethal when it drops.
I think it's going to be top Marvel movie all time.
All time?
I think that's just for me seeing the trailer. But we'll see though. We have to see when it comes out.
Okay, like for it to be all time, they gotta put Tobey Maguire in it. They gotta put Andrew Garfield in it.
Yeah, if they have both of them in there like a proper plot, they already won.
It's over.
Because Spider-Man is the freaking he's the face of superheroes. Deadass.
Yeah, nah, definitely.
Right? It's not even Superman. Like, who the fuck cares about Superman?
Nobody cares about Superman. I'm saying
it's Spider-Man, bro. Everybody loves Spider-Man.
Like, it would either be Spider-Man or Batman. Those two. Nobody else. Yeah. No other competition.
Yeah, that's facts.
But mainly Spider-Man. Like when you think Marvel, you think Spider-Man. They're trying to make it Iron Man, but we all know it's still Spider-Man.
If you could have any superpower in the world, what would you have?
Invincibility.
Invincibility?
Invincibility.
Like you can never die?
Like nothing can harm me. I could beat any villain. I feel like I could beat any villain. And
nah, that's true.
If you had that, who's beating you, to be honest?
No, that's facts. But that means you won't die, bro. Does that mean you won't age?
Isn't that like immortality?
I guess so.
Or is it like the same thing?
I guess, yeah, it is. But would you want to be immortal, fam? Would you want that?
No. Okay, so this is my view.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be immortal, but I'm saying like 200 years being alive wouldn't be too bad.
Word, okay.
Like not immortality. I don't want to never die, but like 200 years. Like,
200
with,
years,
with
eh?
People you love and stuff.
That's true. No, that's true stuff. Because I feel like life is still short. Feel me?
Still short.
I feel like life is still short and I would want to live like as long as I could.
As long as you could, exactly.
But the thing is, I think there's going to be a point when you do live, if you are immortal, you're going to be like depressed, fam.
Definitely.
Because you're going to see everybody die.
That's exactly why I wouldn't want to be immortal. Like, even if I was living past everybody I loved, I don't even think I could do it, bro.
Yeah, low key, bro.
I'd be hella depressed. Like, I wouldn't know anybody.
That's the thing.
You're just going to be existing.
Nah, because I always think about, okay, let's say you're invincible, right?
Yeah.
Let's say you're invincible. And then some crazy shit happens where a nuclear bomb hits our city, fam.
Yeah.
And everybody you love, everybody is in that city, except for you. And you're the only one that just stood up and like, I'm alive. Oh. How would you feel, bro? How'd you feel that everybody died at the same time and then you missed like the ride?
Okay, like if I was like literally in that perspective, I know I'd be hella depressed though.
Yeah.
But I'd have to fold that guy.
No, I mean, you gotta get revenge then.
You gotta get revenge.
Yo, there's your next plot for your next anime, bro. That's a sick plot.
It is a sick plot.
That's a sick plot, bro.
That's a good revenge story right there. You should come co-write with me, then.
Bam. Bam, I'm telling you, bro. Honestly, because I know your dream is to be a manga writer, right? Yeah. Or even just like you wanna go into anime too.
Yeah, or like be like a comic artist. Any one of those is fine.
Just in the industry a lot.
In the industry still.
Bro, I'm telling you, just keep grinding and just every idea that you have, yeah. There's no such thing as a bad idea until you don't use it.
Exactly.
Feel me?
Nah, you're right.
A terrible idea sometimes could be like amazing.
For sure.
Because I bet you so many times, like some of these animes that came out, they try to pitch it to somebody and they're like, yo, what the fuck is that? You know? Oh, I bet you.
I gotta hit you because did you know Attack on Titan actually got rejected?
Word.
So many times.
Deadass?
Before I got picked up?
I did not know that, bro.
So like six times. I think it was six or five times it got rejected before somebody picked it up.
Yo.
Even Shonen Jump, the people who do Naruto.
Word. They rejected it?
They rejected it.
That's crazy.
Because they're trying to change it. They're trying to make it more like for teenagers because it has heavy themes
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, yeah, it's very like adult.
It's very adult.
Yeah.
So they messed up.
Damn, bro. See, that's the thing. Like, as long as you keep shooting your shot and believe in like yourself and believe in your art, fam,
absolutely,
you'll make a way out, right?
Nah, 100%. Mm-hmm. Nah, it's all about the mindset. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, it's all about the mindset.
For sure.
So what do you want to see? Okay, if you are in the industry of anime or just, yeah, if you're in that industry, what do you want to see out of it? What do you want to see? Do you want to see a change? Do you want to see your own art become the greatest? What's your goal, bro?
Okay, so my number one goal, like since I was a kid, when I was like writing the stories, when like back in grade 7, I always wanted to make like a really, really, really sick black character.
Yeah, and I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Bro, that's all I want. Cause like I see Shonen Jump and I see all the Naruto, Luffy, everybody like that. So I've always wanted to make like a black character.
Yeah.
To be like on their level.
That's sick,
bro. That's my goal.
Okay, I have a question for you, bro.
Yeah.
Cause you would agree with me, black people love anime.
Love anime,
right?
RDC World, bro.
Yeah, RDC World, yo. Why do you think that is? Why do you think black people love anime so much?
Okay, I think black people and white people, they all love the anime at the same time.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that like they publicize it more.
Word.
I high key think it's because of RDC World.
Yeah.
That black people are more open about their love for anime.
Because
I think like people before, they just used to keep it inside. Because if you were like, oh, I like Naruto, you get clown. You're like, why are you watching that?
That's true.
But since people are so open about it now, that's why everybody's like, yeah, anime is lit. Anime is
fire. Yeah, they made it cool.
They made it cool. So now everybody's like free to express it.
Yeah, that's fast, bro. Because even in like, remember in high school, we had like the anime club and shit?
Yeah, nobody went to that.
Nobody went to that. But I knew who the anime fans were.
Exactly.
It was like our boys. Yeah.
You know, like you knew me and Josh and stuff watch anime.
It's craziest to me because like growing up, because it was kind of a stereotype, the Asian watches anime.
Oh, for feel sure. me?
That was like the stereotype. But I wasn't the anime head.
Nah.
Feel me? I wasn't I took part, but I wasn't like the anime head.
Nah.
And then y'all came out like, yo, we watch hella anime. Like, damn, that's crazy. It's so dope to see like everybody's into so many different things.
For sure.
Feel me? And it's never like cut off.
No, it's not.
It's always like welcoming.
It's a connection we have, bro. I'm telling you, with our Asian brothers in East Asia, you know?
So if you ever write anime, bro, would you ever want to like, you want to stay here or would you want to go to Japan?
Nah, low key, I think I'd want to stay here, but I would want to visit Japan.
You would want to visit a lot?
We got to visit Japan.
Yeah, we got to visit.
When you about it, bro?
I'm about it, but like, I'm busy. That's the only thing, man.
You've been busy, of course.
I've been busy. If it could be like, I could work at the same time as going there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm striving for, bro. I'm striving for like, eventually my vlogs will be better and they'll get more of attention where I can just do vlogs out there and then like, it will kind of make up for the lost time.
No, that makes sense because I remember in your other podcast, you and Josh want to go traveling.
Yeah.
I know that's a goal of yours too.
Mm-hmm.
So just like with me, bro, that's your grind. So you got to keep at it too.
Yeah, that's facts. Exactly. That's facts. What's a spot you want to see in the world like so bad?
Fam, Venezuela.
Venezuela,
Venezuela, fam.
For the tings?
Nah. For the boats. Low-key, I love the boats.
Yeah?
The boats, bro. I'm trying to go on a boat. I'm trying to hear the Italian music and stuff.
Word.
I like that.
Yeah? Italian, fam. Is Venezuela Italian?
I don't know, man. I just know what the music sounds like on the lows, you know?
Yeah. Yo, because I went to the cottage, right?
Yeah.
And the cottage was lit because Brandon Dino.
Yeah.
He has a boat.
He has a boat?
Yeah. It's just a vibe. I don't know. Something about like being on the water.
Oh, yeah.
You watch the Outer Banks?
Nah.
Nah?
I haven't.
Oh, but it's kind of like that. It's kind of that vibe of like, yo, there's nothing else to do, but we have the water. Feel me? And kind of like our area, we don't really have much to do out here. Like
there,
Pickering,
there isn't shit to do here.
There's nothing out here, bro.
There isn't shit here, bro. I can't lie.
Nothing out here, but we do have the lake.
Got the lake.
And I think what sucks is like we don't really bag that we have all of this kind of nature.
No, we don't, bro. Honestly, like even with our old school, like everybody keeps building stuff over the nature, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't get to appreciate it as much.
I know, but what's dope about our area, like we got those forests. Yeah. Like y'all will see the vlog I'm gonna drop soon, but we were out in the forest. You're doing some archery in the forest, but yo, it sucks because a lot of people, they don't appreciate it, and then they always look at like, damn, I need to be in the city, blah blah, I need to be like somewhere else
for sure,
but they don't really like look around and kind of appreciate where they are.
Yeah, I find that too sometimes when I'm like going to work, I don't even really appreciate like how nice like nature looks in general.
Yeah,
shit's beautiful.
I know, bro. Deadass is actually beautiful, bro. It's
actually beautiful
because I remember I used to go to Ryerson, right?
Yeah.
And downtown, that's literally Yonge and Dundas Square, all the big signs and shit. That's like, that's city.
That's city.
So when I was there constant day after day after day, it just felt normal to me.
Yeah.
Right? Do you ever get that feeling where like you're so excited about something at once and then eventually becomes nothing?
For sure. I think that's what happens to me a lot when I go there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So like maybe like the first time, like if I was in your position and I went to Dundas, first time be like, yo, what the hell? Yeah, this shit's amazing. And then like after like 4 or 5 times, I'm like, yeah, it's cool. I know that sign. I seen that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's always the same.
It gets generic.
I know. And I think that happens even with just like things you play, like video games too, bro.
Yeah. Okay. Even, bro, like when you beat a game, you're done. They want you to go back and play again, but you're like, yeah, I'm done. No,
yeah.
I already beat it.
See, that's kind of like the paradox of you want to finish a game so quickly because it's so good.
Yeah.
But then when you finish it quickly, then you had less of an enjoyment.
You just feel empty inside.
Yeah, you just feel empty. It's like finishing a show.
A good show. Like when you finish a good show, yeah, bro, you gotta like stand up and pace around your house a little bit.
I feel you.
It's one of those. I can't lie.
Cause yeah, like when you have something to look forward to all the time and then like that shit just becomes regular, yeah, or like you finish it, then it's kind of like a piece of you like, ah, I kind of lost it. Now I gotta look for the next thing to do, right?
And then it takes so long to look for the next thing, bro.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes something can't fill it.
Something can't fill it.
Right?
You'll watch something, you'll be like, oh, it was just as good, but it wasn't like that one.
Yeah.
Like a girlfriend.
Yeah. Nah, but you always gotta fill it. You always gotta fill it. You guys gotta, no matter what, you gotta find something to fill it.
You gotta keep trying. You gotta keep trying.
Gotta keep trying. Mm. Remember that story you told me way back about someone like breaking your house,
fam? You want that story, fam? Okay, so this is how the story goes.
Yeah.
So it was my mom's birthday. She went to Red Lobsters.
Mm.
All right, every man was upstairs. It was 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock in the morning. My sister came back from downtown and she was trying to sleep and stuff.
Yeah.
And then what ended up happening is that somebody walked into the house.
Like just walked in?
She walked into the house. And all of a sudden, she starts screaming. She's like yelling. She's running upstairs. She's like, ah. And then she runs upstairs. And then all of a sudden, every man opens the door.
Yeah.
And she's like, yo, there's someone in the house. There's someone in the house. So you know the first thing I did?
What'd you do?
Okay. So about like a year ago, I copped a sword from the flea market.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I copped a sword from the flea market. And what happened was that I seen it on the side. Bro, never in my life. Never in my life have I felt more gas to pick. Yo, I was ready to fold this, fam. I picked up the sword. You know that shit in the anime where you're like,
yeah, shit went slow mo. You started flashbacking.
Bro, this is the funny thing though. I walk outside, my dad sees the sword, he stains it. He runs downstairs because he knew that shit was sick. So everybody runs downstairs. He's a white guy with a blue hat.
Yeah.
He's sitting down. He sees 3 black guys run downstairs. Guy's like, whoa. Picks him up. He throws him into like a table.
Wait.
He throws him into a table. And then he like puts the sword up to him.
Oh.
And the guy's like, I'll leave. I was looking for Eglinton. Eglinton. Like, what? And now we kick him out. He's like, I'm sorry. Never happened again. We think he was drunk, but like,
yeah.
Ken's walking somebody's house, bro.
I think, yeah, that's probably what happened. Like, he wasn't right in the head.
He wasn't right in the hood, for sure. Mm. But yeah, nah, he was definitely shook. I ain't seen him in this neighborhood again.
Yo, I feel like our neighborhood, it has some crazy stories still.
It does.
Like, even that time, you know, Christian?
Yes.
Christian told me this story, bro.
What'd he say?
Where somebody robbed the convenience store nearby. They ran to his house, right? Like, in his neighborhood.
To his house?
Yeah. And police came, right? Mm. He ended up hiding behind his van, and his dad was like in the window looking out. He sees the police, but the police don't see him, but he can see the guy like right behind his van.
Nah.
Yeah, and then there was a whole like freaking like showdown there, bro.
Did he get folded?
Yeah, he got arrested. He got arrested.
Okay, that's crazy. Imagine seeing that outside your house. I couldn't imagine.
Yo.
You seen something like that?
No, wait. Didn't you tell me somebody did something similar with like broke your fence or some shit?
Broke my fence? Is it like when the people like there was like a gang war at our old school?
Oh, that's something else.
Oh, that's something
else. Yo, you gotta talk about that.
Okay, so like I don't know what happened, but I seen bare youths pull up to our old school before it got broken down.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know any of the men's. And fam, there was bare weapons. Word. I just seen people folding each other, to be honest, outside.
Like, what they had like guns?
I didn't hear guns. I think it was like wrenches and bats and shit.
Damn, bro, that's some like outsider
some
shit.
And then all of a sudden they just dip. The crazy thing is that you only see the wrenches and bats. You don't see any blood or nothing. So I don't know what the hell they were doing. Like they were like having a face off or something. Like this is our territory.
That's on Tokyo Revengers shit.
Tokyo Revengers shit. Exactly.
Yo, I always pray like I never get into those type of situations.
Yeah.
Because even though I train and I make sure like I know how to fight and I know how to protect myself.
Yeah.
That shit is real, bro.
It's real.
When it gets down to like a encounter where it's life or death, fam.
Yeah.
Like a fight is no joke, still.
It's not a joke, especially for weapon.
Yeah.
Like. People are going to act like they're going to be big and brave. Oh, nah, it don't matter if he's got a knife. I'm going to be Superman or some shit. Mm. Like, nah, bro, it's not a joke. Still, you could get folded.
Yeah.
You could really get folded.
Because I think everybody has a plan until they get hit, fam.
Mike Tyson.
Okay. If you get a fucking Mike Tyson, bro. Nah,
for sure.
Even with a weapon, bro. Like,
even with a weapon.
Like, I think, okay, I remember watching this YouTube video, right?
Mm.
And he said, you know what the greatest weapon you can bring with you?
What?
Is a water bottle.
Why?
Take this in, bro. Take this in.
Really?
Because in Canada, right? You're not allowed to bring something with you for self-defense.
I heard.
Not even pepper spray.
Yeah.
Not no bat, nothing. Not even like a stabby pen. Nothing like that, bro.
Some bullshit.
So the best thing you can bring with you for self-defense is one of those big-ass fucking thermoflask metal water bottles, bro.
Well, is it because it doesn't identify as a weapon?
It's not a weapon because you're there. You're using it as a drink. Feel me?
Oh.
So if you take it in, that's kind of a loophole because that shit is a weapon if you smack someone with it.
I mean, shit, yeah.
That's a bat, bro.
It is a bat.
That's a bat.
So what, like, do you fill it full of water and then you use it?
Depends, bro. If you want more weight. Feel me?
Nah, it's smart. I never thought about that.
Yeah, and then in Zoey 101, I don't remember if you remember this episode.
Yeah.
But there was this like debate they had, right? There was this debate they had.
What happened?
They said, would you rather bring a sock with you to the jungle on a deserted island or a knife? A sock or a knife? Which one would you rather have with you on a deserted island?
I mean, like, in retrospect, you can fill a sock full of water, right?
Yeah.
And you could drink it.
Mm-hmm.
As nasty as that is.
As nasty as that is.
And like, you could wear a sock, like, because it'd be hot in the sand and shit. Yeah. I mean, a sock has a lot of uses.
That's what I'm saying. Low key, it has a lot of uses, fam.
A knife, you can only use it to like hunt and kill. And how likely you're going to be doing that when you're dehydrated?
Yeah. And then I forgot his name. You know the black guy in Zoey 101?
Yeah.
He was saying a knife is a weapon too, right? But if you just fill your sock with rocks, that's just a weapon too, bro.
The butter sock from iCarly.
Yeah, the butter sock from iCarly, bro.
Yeah.
Taken in, I think, biker gangs, right?
Yeah.
You know those handkerchiefs they wear?
Yeah.
Take in, that's actually a weapon. It's not just a regular handkerchief.
It's a weapon?
Yeah, so they sew a corner in the handkerchief.
Yeah.
That they can throw change or a rock or put some weights in it. So when they swing the handkerchief, it has a heavy end to it.
Oh, what?
So it becomes kind of like a flail, like a... You know what I mean?
Oh, like, that's a sick one. Nobody would ever think about
nobody
that.
Think,
nobody
and it just looks it. Like cloth, yeah. Right? That shit just looks like cloth.
Oh, nah, that's lethal.
It's crazy.
You could pull it out and then, nah, you could fold some.
Right?
You could fold some of these. I'm thinking about it in my head. You could definitely fold some.
But then, like, either way, if you get in trouble for, like, fighting someone, you're going to jail, bro. That's the only problem.
Yeah, in Canada, bro, like, you do anything, you're getting folded.
That's what sucks, because even if you have, like, a good intention of protecting somebody, sometimes they just don't listen and you end up locked up anyway.
That's what it is. Like, even as gas as I felt with the sword, if I actually, like, use that on that guy.
Yeah, go to jail.
Go to jail, exactly.
Like, at the end of the day, was it worth it? Like, shit, maybe to protect somebody, but, yeah, you know.
It's what it is down here.
Yeah, that's what it is down here.
That's what it is.
But, bro, okay, if you ever, like, got sent to jail, fam, I always think about this for myself.
Yeah.
Like, if I ever got caught for something and I got life in prison, bro.
Yeah.
Would I try and escape? Would you try and escape?
I mean.
Let's say it's life, bro.
It's life?
It's life in prison, fam. Okay, now let's switch it. What if you're innocent?
Okay.
If you're innocent, what would you do?
I'd have to try, but I wouldn't know how to break out of a prison, yo. I wouldn't know how to break out of a prison. Like, you'd have to, like...
You gotta be, like, smart, bro. You gotta watch all those movies,
gotta be, like, Light Yagami, fam. You gotta be planning it. And then, on top of that, you got prisoners always looking at you and want you dead all the time.
Yeah.
Bro, I wouldn't know how to. I wouldn't know how to.
I think it would take, like, a certain type... I think there was somebody that did escape, actually.
For real?
There was somebody that escaped through, like, a... Just like in Shawshank, they escaped through a sewer pipe.
A sewer pipe.
Yeah. So take this in. They escaped through a sewer pipe. And the people that escaped, they're actually so, like... They had fun with it, fam. They left clues behind and, like, little notes.
That's crazy. So
they put, like, sticky notes with, like, a smiley face, like, fuck you.
Nah, that's insane. Cause so not on top of just escaping in general, they left clues to mess with the people going after.
Yeah, bro.
That. That's fucked. That's fucked.
Nah, but that their IQ must be like crazy, bro.
Insane.
If they're smart enough to escape like a high security prison, bro.
Yeah.
Fam, they deserve to be out.
Deserve to be out. Nah.
Like depending on what they did, though, sure. Like, you know what I mean? Just like
I mean, like escaping from a prison, fam.
If they're that smart, fam, shit.
That's an achievement. Something they're on their Tai Lung shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yo, but Tai Lung. That's a Kung Fu Panda guy, right?
Yeah, Kung Fu Panda guy, man.
You think if somebody said I look like Tai Lung?
Say on.
Because Sasha said I look like somebody from Kung Fu Panda. I'm like, damn, what the hell? Somebody in the comments is like, yo, Carlos looks like Tai Lung from Kung Fu Panda. Damn, that's kind of... Maybe the eyebrows.
Okay. Maybe the eyebrows. You got nice eyebrows, though, so don't worry about it.
Respect, bro. Respect.
You ever heard about the Monster Inc. and Incredibles theory?
Nah.
Okay, what? So you know Boo?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how, like, throughout all Monsters, Inc., Boo was, like, appearing and disappearing, and Sully and Mike could never keep track on her?
Yeah.
Because she would always go... They
in the first Monsters, Inc. movie.
The first Monsters, yeah. Inc., yeah. She would, like, go through the doors, and she would get lost a lot.
Yeah.
So what people are saying is that Boo is actually Violet.
Violet from Incredibles?
From Incredibles.
Nah, what?
She can make herself invisible and stuff. And this also explains why she's so, like, scared. And, like, you know how, like, in the first movie, her eyes are all, like, swollen or she looks tired all the time?
Oh, yeah.
It's because she's traumatized from seeing Mike and Sully all the time.
Yo.
In their nightmare.
That's crazy.
She probably tried telling their parents. And this is what I think. She's probably tried telling their parents, right?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I saw monsters. Oh, you're just acting up.
Yeah.
Nobody would believe her. That's why she's so anxious all the time.
And that's why she's kind of like that emo girl.
Lord. Nobody believes her.
Damn.
And if you look at Boo and Violet, they look the same.
Yeah, that's true still. They have the same hair.
Same hair and stuff.
Kind of same eyes too.
Same eyes.
Bro, I heard another theory that Boo is actually, you know Brave? You know that movie Brave?
Yeah.
There's a theory that Boo from Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
Is actually the witch from Brave. Like the old lady, the old witch.
How does that work?
You know, take this in. So as we know in Monsters, Inc., Boo, she was exposed to the type of door magic where it can take you to another dimension.
Right.
And shit, they can travel through time and space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With those doors.
Mm-hmm.
So the theory goes that in Brave, I don't know if you remember, in Brave, in the back room behind the old witch, there was a picture of a log there with Sully on it. With Sully.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a picture of Sully on like a piece of wood, like engraved in it, inside the witch's home.
No.
So it's kind of connecting to what if Boo was able to figure out what sources the magic of those doors and be able to use it herself with her potions, whatever magic she does.
Oh.
And she's able to transcend through time and space also.
No way. I never even put that. No way. There's no way. Because that makes sense. sense. That's why she has all, because like out of like a witch's power, why would doors be one of them?
Yeah.
Maybe that's like her imagination or something. Because she's like, she's been there.
That's always the thing, bro. That's always the thing with all of these cartoons and all of these movies. A similar theory is like, bro, what if they're just imagining that whole shit, bro?
Exactly.
And going to, you ever heard the Nemo theory?
Is it the one where like Nemo isn't really real?
Yeah, you heard that shit? You heard that shit?
I'm on that one.
That one's clean.
So basically what happened was that, so when Marlon's wife died, the fish that killed it,
yeah,
it ate all the babies, but Nemo is the only one that survived, and people are saying that's a little bit strange.
Yeah.
So what they said was that Nemo actually did die, and that Nemo's just an imagination of Marlon's trauma.
Yeah, because Nemo in Latin actually translates to nobody. So why would they choose that name, right?
Exactly.
Why would they choose that name? Because Nemo is such a special.
Such a special.
Like Nemo. You never heard that name before,
bro.
Nobody
named no Nemo, bro.
Yeah. Nobody's ever. So if Nemo translates to nobody, that shit's on purpose, bro.
It's on purpose.
That's on purpose.
I mean, just think about it. How many babies did Marlon have?
Yeah.
How did just one survive?
Yeah. And if you bag it, the only person or the only fish that wanted to help Marlon was who? Was Dory.
Dory.
And Dory herself has what?
Is she crazy?
She's not all there. So maybe that's why she's the only fish I wanted to help him. Because what if they already thought Marlon was crazy himself?
Oh.
Right?
Even so, like, what if Dory isn't even real, fam?
Oh. Yo.
And Marlon's just going through it, yo.
Yeah. Yo, there's another theory too.
What?
That so take this in, bro. So there's a theory that in Nemo, remember that scene where all the fish and the shark are together?
Yeah.
It's like fish are friends, not food, blah blah, right? Yeah. So that in that iconic scene, one of the sharks, they bring a fish there, right? And it's a little green fish. Remember that?
I remember that.
And he's like shaking, he's like off the shits, bro. He's like scared. So there's a theory that that fish isn't actually shaking and being like that because he's scared. He's actually like that because he's the one that eats fish. He's the one that has a problem eating fish.
Oh.
This in, bro. Take this in. So in the end credits of Nemo, nobody really bagged this. I don't think a lot of people seen it. In the end credits of Nemo, that green little fish actually swallowed a big ass fish, bro.
Dude.
It swallowed a huge fish and chomped it in one bite, even though he's so small. So going back to that scene now, that means he was there not because he was one of the fish that are trying to be friends, because he was the one with the eating fish disorder as the sharks.
So he's
one of those people that are like, I need help.
There is no way,
right?
No way.
But no, nobody bagged that because I don't think a lot of people watched that scene or watched that like end credit.
I didn't watch the end credits. I didn't even know about that, but it makes sense. Why else would they put it there?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, but I think my favorite fish movie was Shark Tale, bro.
I knew you were gonna say Shark Tale. Everybody likes Shark Tale.
That's the goat, bro.
It's a goat.
Honestly, I think that might be like top five animated movies for me.
Top five?
Might be.
It's up there.
It's up there.
It's a classic.
It's a classic, right?
Of course.
And what's dope about Shark Tale, bro? It really told like a good message, fam. Because the whole message was like, yo, don't go clout chasing.
Exactly.
And leave all your friends behind.
For sure.
And leave the people that actually love you, right? That's what it really told. Trying to be somebody else that you're not has like consequences and shit.
It was super evident. Yeah, and the thing about it is like a lot of animated movies, they don't have messages like that.
Yeah.
That stuff is super important, especially as like YouTube and stuff like that is becoming more prevalent.
Mm.
You go back and you respect that message a lot more now these days because a lot of people do it.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that's what they're really trying to do with a lot more animated movies is trying to leave those little hints of you could look at it in this type of light.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
I like that.
And I think if I become a director and I make my own movies, bro, I'm gonna make sure I leave something like that.
You should. And that type of stuff is super important. I feel like a lot of movies need that to like solidify it as a classic.
Yeah, I feel you.
You need that message, that thing to come back to and be like, this movie was good, but this message was great.
Yeah, it puts it on like that next level. Exactly. 'Cause if you break it down, those are the type of films man studies. Yo, you know what? I just took in, because you know how when you were in elementary school,
yeah,
we used to always like break down movies and we have to do like an assignment after we watch it.
We did.
Yo, what if that's the reason I look at these movies and try to find conspiracies and shit is because of that?
It could not.
Right?
Nah, because those things had you thinking, like on the lows, like we saw it as work when we were kids. They always like wanted you to like take a good look at the assignment and book and the media you were consuming and then try to illustrate it. So maybe that's what make like pushes us now to like go back and think about it.
Exactly, bro. So what if that's the reason why our generation loves conspiracies, and especially conspiracies that attach to movies and things from our childhood? Because it takes us back to when we were in school writing those assignments after the film. Right?
That's it, fam. We were conditioned to believe that.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's why we're so into it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane.
But it was looking back, it was a dope assignment. Those were dope assignments because it didn't feel like work.
It didn't feel like work.
It was just like, what's your take on it?
I mean, shit, we'd be watching a movie, fam.
Yeah, we'd just be watching movies.
Like, honestly, if we were watching movies and then writing about how we felt about it after, like, every class, everybody would love school, fam, on the low.
Dead ass, yeah, bro.
Dead ass.
What was your favorite movie you watched in school?
Cyberbully.
What's that one?
Remember the one with I think she was from Hannah Montana. It was the actress from Hannah Montana.
Oh, Lily.
Yeah. And it was just showing about how she got like cyberbullied at her high school.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty bad. Like the theme was dark, but I thought it had a good message.
Oh, weird. It was like a good like production. It was a good production and shit.
Mm-hmm. It had me thinking.
Yeah. You remember I don't know if they still do this in elementary school, because I feel like they wouldn't. But do you remember when we had library time or like computer time?
Yes. The computer lab, fam. What are we talking about?
Yo, leave in the comments and leave a like if y'all ever had like computer time. Because I think that type of shit, it really like shaped our generation for real.
You think so?
I think that's what shaped our... Because I look at my sister's generation, right?
Yeah.
They didn't have computer time.
They didn't?
Like she told me, at least she didn't.
Oh,
which
really?
Is crazy, right? Which is crazy.
Nah.
Because when we had library time, aka computer time, we would just go to the library on the computer and then we have like, what, like 30 minutes of just browsing internet.
That's what I'm saying.
Like researching, playing games, whatever you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I feel like doing that at a young age with your friends, as like the teachers trying to show you how to use the internet, made us so kind of aware. Feel me?
Really?
It made us so good with the internet. It made us so good with like seeing resources that we have.
So it's like conditioning our skills and like training us so that we could be doing stuff like this.
Like this. Like exactly. This. Like this. Exactly, bro.
Oh, okay.
Because I look at my sister, right?
Yeah.
And dog, take this in.
What?
She told me she didn't even know how to use Microsoft Word.
No,
this was before though. She's older now, so she does know.
Oh,
but when she was like grade 6, grade 7, she didn't know how to use Microsoft Word, bro.
No way,
which is crazy.
Nah, that's crazy.
Which is crazy.
I don't know about when you started, because you came in grade 6, but like grade 2, we were learning about that.
Yeah, I was learning that. I was learning that in SK.
Exactly.
I was already on the computer looking at like games and stuff. SK, JK, fam.
That's the only way we'd be able to play the computer games. That's why we got so amped whenever we got to go to the computer lab.
Exactly.
She didn't even know Microsoft Word though.
Yeah.
Nah.
So I don't know. What do you think? Do you think it's gonna, cause we're in a weird kind of like spot in history.
Yeah.
Where we have so much technology.
Yeah.
But the youth, when they come up, it's so much for them to take in. So they try and simplify it, right?
I find so.
So that's why you see the kids with the iPads, the tablet kids, feel me?
Yeah.
But when you restrict them to that, when you restrict them to a tablet or an iPad, it doesn't have the same capabilities as a PC, feel me? So when it doesn't have that, they kind of lose the rest.
It's because they rely too much, because it's so simple for them that they don't know how to like actually use it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's there for them,
because when it's locked down to like a few little buttons, then when they move over to a computer, this shit feels like you're reading Chinese, feel me? Like it's a different language, they don't understand,
because it's a lot more work to like open up Microsoft Word. You gotta go look for it, you gotta go into like the file home screen.
Yeah,
like,
exactly,
it's not there for them.
Exactly.
Yeah, nah.
So that's what's crazy, is what I noticed about the new generation and our generation, is we grew up on that part of it. But even though we're in such a highly even more advanced time in history, they're still behind.
It's
weird. It's weird.
It is weird. It's like kind of backwards in the sense of like you're making things easier for them, but in doing so, you're cutting the skills and stuff they need to like, you know, function. Right,
yeah.
Now. It's kind of crazy.
It's crazy, man.
But that's where it falls in line with us to kind of teach them that, you know?
That's true.
That's what that's true. That's why we were taught.
Yeah, no, that's facts though. That's why we were taught to teach them.
Exactly. That's our job now.
Yeah. Damn. That's a good way of looking at it, bro.
That's what it is.
Because I remember, shout out to Gary Vee. I remember seeing this on a Gary Vee podcast.
Yeah.
But he said one really good side hustle is if you're a young kid and you just want to like make some money, bro, there's people out there. As crazy as it sounds, there's people out there that still don't know how to use like technology.
They don't.
Don't know how to use their phone. Don't know how to upload YouTube videos. Don't even know how to like even use Photoshop. Feel me?
Yeah.
So if you're young and you have those skills and you know how to use this stuff, there's a way to monetize it, and there's a way that you guys can make money and even low-key build a career off of it.
Definitely. There's like, if you put in the effort and work, bro, there's so many people that would want to learn how to use like Photoshop and stuff, because people have ideas like this to like go and make podcasts or their own YouTube videos.
But they don't know what it takes, right?
They don't know what it takes.
They don't know what it takes. They need somebody to teach them.
Exactly. So right? A job is always open.
Right? Yo, that's why I always say freaking when we were in Comtech and Comtech class, Denzel was in my class.
Yeah.
We took the same class. But we learned so much shit.
Exactly.
That's so useful, bro.
And you can apply it to anything. Like, I think back in high school, I can like definitely say that class has taught me the most. Mm. I still use the skills I had from that class like today.
Yeah.
For sure.
So if you guys are in high school thinking about it, take that media arts, take that communication technology class, because deadass, that's very important, especially in our generation and our time in history. You can make a lot of money from the things you learn there, and that shit is important.
Shit is super important. It's all about the grind. You put in the work and effort, you'll get there.
Yeah, facts.
Definitely.
Well, what do you think one thing you learned in school that you still use besides that stuff though? Like, I guess just English,
I guess. Like, you know what? Since like I'm trying to write, right? Since I'm trying to write stories, I do take a lot of English classes. Like, just recently I started reading a lot more books because I like plots, fam.
Yeah.
I love plots. Like, I love stories. So I'm trying to see how other authors project their own like perspectives on their own stories, and I'm trying to implement it in my own way.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yo, I heard this crazy thing that you know The Shining? You ever heard of that movie?
Is it like The Dark Tower?
No. It's Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, okay. Nah,
you know who Stanley Kubrick is?
I don't even know who that is.
So he's a director. Yeah. He made all of these movies like Space Odyssey, The Shining. I think like there's a few other ones like classics, right?
Right.
So he made all these movies, and supposedly he left hints in The Shining that relate to the moon landing being fake. And take this in, right? So the huge conspiracy is that they used Stanley Kubrick to try and fake the moon landing when they did it.
No way.
Yeah.
Nah, you can't.
So take this in, bro. So this is a huge conspiracy. Like, so many people did videos about this.
Yeah.
But when the moon landing happened, it happened a year after Stanley Kubrick released A Space Odyssey, right?
Yeah.
Their exact set in A Space Odyssey matched the supposed real life footage of the moon they got. So how the fuck did Stanley Kubrick know exactly what the moon looked like to the T before they went to the moon? With the shadows, with the sand, everything, bro.
No, you see, this kind of goes back to what I'm thinking about. Like, fam, I kind of feel like the government leaks certain things to certain people to predict. What I'm saying, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, I feel like, because media has such a big influence on everything we think about. Mm-hmm. We only know what they feed us, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, maybe they put that there so, you know, to, like, make us think that's what the
To make us think that,
you know?
Yo, okay, here's this. Okay, this is a crazy, okay, this is one of the craziest theories I heard, because it really affected me, right? Because it made me think differently.
What happened?
So, there's a theory that the CIA, the government, whatever, looks at those Reddits and all of those hubs of conspiracies to see what the public already knows. So if you bag it, we're gonna come out with the craziest conspiracies and put it on Reddit, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So if you think about it, whoever's in the highest power looking at trying to figure out what conspiracies they're catching on to, they're gonna take a look at what we were talking about. So in a sense, who knows? There could be people watching this podcast right now that are like, shit, maybe they know about this. Let's see if they know about this yet.
You're saying we're getting targeted?
Nah, let's say that. Chill. Knock on wood right now, bro. Knock on wood right now, fam. Nah, but you feel me? Because if you think about it, like, yeah, that's gonna happen. Uh-huh. If you're one of those people, I think Alex Jones, he's like a huge conspiracy theorist on YouTube, right?
Uh-huh.
He definitely has some eyes on him, feel me?
Yeah.
He 100% has some eyes on him by the government, whatever, the people in power,
uh-huh,
to see like what kind of secrets might he crack down onto.
No. nah. So like, do you think they're like taking what he says and then trying to project it like
it's not real? It's like not trying real. To change our trying minds. To change
it,
yeah.
And they like take what he says and then try to give it to the media and say, okay, do this so that they stop thinking like that.
Mm-hmm. That type of shit, bro.
That type of shit's crazy.
And there's another theory. This is full of theories this episode, but yo, there's another theory that, you know, everything that came out with aliens, UFOs. If you think about it, how many movies have they made of aliens, right?
Bear.
Of space, sci-fi, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So there's a theory that the whole sci-fi genre was created so that it makes us look at space and aliens as something that couldn't even be true. Because if you think about it right now, it does feel like, damn, that shit could not be true, right?
Yeah.
But in reality, yeah, that could be very true.
It could be very true.
But they try to desensitize us to the fact that, oh, there's aliens, blah, blah, blah. They gave us all of this media of aliens, of all these, you know what I mean? Like sci-fi type of technology.
Yeah.
And try to manipulate our heads to be like, oh yeah, that's nothing. Like, sure, that's not real. You know what I mean? But that shit could be real, fam.
That shit could definitely be real.
Right?
This is the thing though. You think they're doing that for a reason?
Yeah, I think so. I think, what if they were governmently funded? Or like, you know, type of shit. Like they're funded to come out with that content so that they would push that agenda of like, yeah, all of that space stuff is just mumbo jumbo.
Why do you think they're pushing that agenda though? Do you think because they actually seen an alien?
Maybe they know stuff that is true and then they want to make it seem like it couldn't be.
Oh, they're trying to hide it from us.
Trying to hide it. Because that would be the best way to hide it. Because one of the best ways to hide something is what? In plain sight.
That's what it is. Okay, so, and then when you think about it, when they present aliens in media, they're always like monstrous, ugly.
Yeah.
Man, what if aliens are like the most beautiful things ever, but they don't want us to think about something like that?
Word.
They're only pushing the way they're feeding us what they want to project.
No, that's true. That has to be true, because realistically, an alien would look like us. They wouldn't look like monsters.
That's the only way they could exist.
Right?
All right, bro, I'm telling you, it's really what it comes down to. It's who you trust, you know?
Yeah.
It's who you trust.
And what's crazy is all of this stuff about UFOs and aliens are coming out just this year, last year.
Mm.
We never seen like them talk about aliens on the news before.
Never.
Until the last 3 years, fam.
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck?
That can't fucking be, bro.
Right?
There's gotta be something to it.
Cause, okay, do you have this feeling? Cause I have this feeling, honestly, like the pandemic, all of this shit that's happening,
yeah,
isn't it? Like, there's something more.
There's definitely something more.
Like, something coming, fam. As crazy as that sounds, yeah, like I hope it's nothing like bad, but like
you think like all of this is like the appetizer for the main dish,
bro? Low key. Okay, if let's say tomorrow aliens come down, what are you gonna do, bro? How are you gonna change? Like, life is low key gonna change.
Life is gonna change.
Like, religion might even change too.
Religion.
Have you bagged that?
People's beliefs. Everything will change.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody will be able to control it too, because it's gonna be like, oh, it's gonna be some next shit when you think. It's gonna be some next shit. I don't even know how to explain it. It's gonna be some next shit.
It's gonna be some next shit, bro.
The whole world will transition.
Yeah.
Everybody's mindset will be different.
Yo, okay. So this is like a huge conspiracy.
Yeah.
But people think that one day,
right,
the people in the higher power, they're gonna fake an alien invasion to try and make us scared.
Why are they doing that, bro?
To control us or to make us join together. So take this in, right?
Yeah.
How do you get everybody that's fighting to work together?
In Naruto, they put a big enemy, something that everybody hated, and everybody had to team up to take it down.
Exactly, fam. Exactly. So what would be the equivalent to Earth? Something outside of Earth.
No cap.
Right?
That's what it has to be.
Yeah. So if you ever want to see all of these nations come together as one,
yeah,
we would have to see an outside threat. And what would that outside threat be? Aliens, bro.
Oh my God.
Aliens, fam.
So you're saying aliens are the cure for world peace, fam?
Low-key? Low-key, they might be, fam.
You found a cure for world peace?
Honestly.
You definitely got a target on you now,
fam. Chill. Knock on wood right now, bro.
Oh, no.
No, because if you bag it, bro, like, shit. It could be true, fam.
That's what it is. Like, honestly, I think it goes down to the saying, like, your worst enemy could be your best friend if you and him both agree that there's somebody worse than the other person. Yeah,
no, that's true. And we see that all the time, even in, like, high school, bro.
High school, exactly. Like,
shorty squash beef over freaking a guy because they both done dirty by the same guy.
Exactly. And then if the guy did them both dirty, they might be like, yeah, he's fucked or something like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah. Like, they got it. Exactly. They're going to team up. They're going to look at it a different light. They're not going to hate each other no more. And I think there's so many different, like, I look at the world like a chessboard, feel me?
Yeah.
Like, everybody's moving something some way.
Yeah.
Even if we don't notice it, steps are being taken place, feel me?
Absolutely.
Like, even, like, we're not noticing it, but yeah, there's going to be an agenda of something. Even if it's, like, that's it, not necessarily, like, freaking world domination. Mm. There's going to be steps that are taken to something.
Yeah. So everything has, like, a beginning to it, like something to prep.
Yeah.
Like a GTA 5 side quest before the heist.
Dead ass. Exactly like that, bro.
Oh, okay. Nah, that makes a lot of sense.
So what if, bro? What if COVID and all this stuff is prep for the aliens, man? Okay, what if, all right, this is like crazy, but what if, fam, what if all of the vaccines are so when the aliens come down, we won't get sick from the aliens? Because think about it, fam. When the Europeans came to North America, they made the natives sick.
Yeah.
So if aliens come to Earth, they would probably make us sick too, feel me?
I mean, no shit, fam.
So what if the aliens are ready to come down and they're like, yo, y'all gotta give them this vaccine first before we come down here?
Yeah. That's probably what it is. That's probably what it is. Okay, because, like, when you think about it, like, the vaccine came fast.
Came fast.
And everybody was saying, okay, this is the worst pandemic, fam. It's been a minute. Because, like, when you and me, like, there hasn't been a pandemic. Like,
no, there hasn't been something crazy like this ever.
Ever.
Ever in life, yo.
Ever in life. So it's pretty scary how, like, they got a vaccine so quick for something that they said was super big. Almost like they had it ready. You know?
Exactly, bro. Exactly. And around the same time, they're dropping all this UFO sightings.
UFO sightings.
All these alien sightings, bro.
That's why all the advertisements on TV, yo, go make sure you get your vaccine. Everybody needs to get their vaccine.
You know, aliens are coming, fam. Bro, it could be true, fam. Now, honestly, if they knew the aliens were coming and they knew they had a disease that would kill us, they would give us a vaccine so that we won't get sick from the aliens.
They wouldn't tell us too because they wouldn't want to cause panic. They know anarchy.
Exactly.
Fam, look at the Purge. They don't want that shit happening.
Yeah. That shit
happening. Oh, so they're getting us ready.
Damn, bro. It might be true, bro. You never know, fam.
I got my story just in case, you know what I mean?
Well, okay, what's the move? Let's say aliens come down. Do you think they're gonna be friendly?
I mean, it depends on their intelligence. Like, if they're smart, they might be friendly. Because, like,
smart, yeah.
Honestly, when you think about it, like, war would not be like somebody's first thing when you come upon a new country.
That's true.
You wouldn't want to go straight for war.
That's fact.
You want to get to know the person beforehand, mm-hmm. see if they're like going to be an enemy. It's like animals, right? Animals fight other animals for like territory.
Yeah.
When they feel threatened. Mm-hmm. So if we don't present a threat, I don't see why they would want to start a war unless they want to get our resources or something. But
yeah,
when you think about it. Like,
I guess it depends on how smart are they compared to us. Exactly. And if they're like way smarter, maybe they just see us as freaking like ants.
As ants too.
Right?
Not even as a threat.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then that also runs the course of like, they could be seeing us as ants. They might want to enslave us or something, you know?
Yeah.
That too,
bro.
Not everybody's friendly, bro. Their mindset might be primitive. Like, their technology might be advanced, but their mindset might be primitive.
Oh, that's a good point, bro.
What I'm saying.
That's another anime plot, bro. That's another anime plot, man. I'm
making four stories right now.
Yo, you're gonna watch back and then you're gonna write down all of these plots.
Back all these plots still. We're coming up with the big ones. The next hit.
Alright, yo, I think we'll end it there though. That was a good episode, fam. That was a good episode.
Alright, fam.
Thanks for coming through, bro. I'm definitely gonna have you on again.
Of course, fam. I got you.
If you guys haven't already, check out my vlog channel, link in the description. You have anything you wanna shout out?
Nah, bro. Just be safe and be good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Alright. Thank you. Thank you for showing up, bro.
Of course, fam.
Jumpers jump out.
Easy.